eat.
Okay. And if you were real thirsty, you might go to the sink and pour yourself a... In the summer, if you're thirsty, you could go over to the sink and get a...
glass of water.
Okay. And you'd say the glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
So if somebody has... what, that glass?
Broken it.
Okay. But I didn't mean to...
to break it.
Okay. And if you were real thirsty, you might say, I've what, 2 glasses of water.
Drank.
Okay. And you might ask me, how much have you...
drunk.
And we certainly do... what, a lot of water?
Drink.
Okay. And some of that people eat for breakfast made out of corn that's been ground up real fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, meal?
Well, it's something you eat along with your eggs. It's white, it's ground up fine.
Sugar?
Uh-huh. Well, what are some of the things people, on a plate, that, you know, you have your eggs here and, but what else?
Grits.
Huh?
Grits.
Okay. Any old-fashioned name for grits?
You don't, hominy.
Uh-huh.
You don't, it's funny thing, when you go away from here, I have some friends, you know, that used to say they're so tired of looking at the same thing every morning for breakfast, and that's grits. Some families have it every morning. And then when they get away from here, they miss it, so they're riding back home to get some.
hominy and grits are the same thing?
Hominy, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, I don't know. I can't say that it's the same thing because hominy is corn.
Mm-hmm.
Treated, you know, with all that hull off of it.
It's large grain?
It's large.
Uh-huh.
Comes in... little pieces about that. Each grain of corn, you know, is not ground up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very nice. Some people, when I was a child, I just thought it was the nicest tasting.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get it in cans.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever eaten it?
Just once or twice.
Yes. Well, you get the yellow hominy or the white. And sometimes when you want to change from the grits, you know, you get that hominy and you put it in a skillet and put a little butter, margarine in there and put that hominy in there and let it cook a while. Pour a little water in there and let it cook a while. And it's very nice.
It's something people eat for breakfast.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Most times it's for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. What about some, no, this isn't something you eat for breakfast. This is white. It's made from the inside of a grain, and it grows in wet places like in Louisiana.
Rice.
Huh?
Rice.
Okay. And talking about, say you might take a sweet liquid, maybe milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you could pour over pie. You'd call that a...
milk?
Or a sweet liquid for...
oh, sweet liquid.
For pouring over pudding or pie. That would be
that would be a sauce, wouldn't it?
Okay. And something kind of like a fruit pie, only it's got several layers of fruit and dough in it. That'd be a...
mincemeat pie?
Okay. Or maybe made out of apples.
Oh, could be an apple pie.
Uh-huh. What about deep dish apple pie or apple cobbler or... family pie or...
well, I could eat some now.
What's that?
That's a cobbler.
Uh-huh.
Cobbler.
Okay. Say if someone had a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his...
food.
Okay. And talking about distance, you'd say, well, I don't know exactly how far it is, but it's just a little
ways down the road.
Okay. Say if you... you were taking a trip and still had maybe 300 miles to go, you'd say you still had